four jokes to replace it, then I wasn't funny, and I had no business calling myself a comedian. So I forced myself to make a mental adjustment, and I decided that the guy had done me a giant favor. And he had. I became much less precious about material. Of course, I'd be proud of a good joke, but I knew that I just had to continue producing material. My silent motto when people started stealing my jokes on Twitter was, "Go ahead and take 'em, motherfucker. Here come five more." My goal as a comedian was to become a Delta Force operator of humor who you could throw into an empty room with nothing, and he'd make something funny, and then kill people with it. This remains my goal today. On Twitter, I try to elicit an emotional response. Usually it's laughter. Hopefully it's involuntary. I don't fault people for posting pictures of their food or just chatting back and forth with one another. That's just not my style. People come to my page to be entertained, and I view it as my sworn duty to do so. In December of 2010, a woman named Julie Grau tweeted to me, "Would you please write me a book?" I wrote back, "I'd love to," and immediately forgot about it. The next day, I got an email from my friend, the author Matt Johnson, who said I might give this friendly stranger's tweet a little more attention, as she was responsible for publishing a respectable percentage of the best books being written today. I went to the bathroom in my pants, figuratively, and wrote Ms. Grau